Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 179.
In this one, we're talking about how to live that snow globe life. Let's go. Tanner, I think I know the answer to this question, but do you have a snow globe?
I think I actually do, yeah.
You do? Where?
Well, I don't personally. I don't personally, but I think my family does, like, that we bring out during Christmas time.
Can I say they're kind of tacky?
Slightly.
Who collects snow globes? Maybe they're festive.
Yeah.
Season, but I want to introduce to you a concept I learned from my brother, Charlie Smith. He's a mindset coach, an entrepreneur, a business owner, an amazing fiance, an amazing dad, an amazing friend. He's been a mentor. I've been able to coach him. He's been coaching me. We collaborate on things together. And he taught me this concept of, you know, he is living a snow globe life. He said earlier in his life, when he was not making the right choices, doing things that he shouldn't be doing, he would try to cover up and hide. And he would put on this front one way, but live the other. And he's had a transformation, and he's changing lives. He's speaking, he's coaching, he's mentoring. He is my brother. I love him dearly, and I've learned so much from him. And it got me thinking, you know, how many people, you know, if their life was in a snow globe where everybody could see their actions and behaviors, would they be okay with that? Or how many people are out there hiding what they're doing when no one's watching, or living this like double life, or they have these goals and aspirations, but their behaviors don't match them? T-Money. Is this making sense? Or on Instagram, Facebook, they put on a front, but actually they're not living that way when they're at home. Or at work, they're a certain way, and when they get home, they're totally different. Or there's a certain way at home, but they're different when they're out. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we want – I remember I learned this when I was at GSK Pharma. They were talking about owning your brand. They said your brand should be the same at home and at work. It should be the same if you're at the gym, if you're at church, if you're volunteering, if you're doing anything. If you're living in alignment and being consistent with your values and behaviors, you don't have to change who you are. You don't have to hide who you are. Mm-hmm. See, money, being a young kid, just finished your first year of school. Tell me about this, man. Is there pressure looking a certain way and then behind closed doors you act totally different?
I mean, 1,000%. I think that's such a like thing that a lot of people deal with, especially like going into a new environment, making that transition into college, like I just did. I mean, that was kind of something I kept telling myself is, dude, just be yourself. Don't try to be someone else. Just be who you are, be true to yourself. And the people are going to be attracted to you. You're going to find your people just being yourself. And that was something that ended up happening for me. One situation where I really paid attention to it was I ended up joining a fraternity, and through the rushing process, that was something I kept telling myself is be yourself, and you're going to end up in the right place. And that's what I did. And I feel like I've ended up in the perfect place for me. And I think that was something that why that happened is because I just stayed true to myself.
That's good. And it's this concept I learned from Jeff Osborne, who's running a King's Men's Bible study. And he says, you want your commitments and conduct to be congruent. Your commitments, you know, what you set out to be or what the image you want to emulate, does your conduct, is it consistent with what you want people to think and what you want people to think? And that's who you are. Like, is your conduct, your behaviors, your actions, is it congruent? Or are you living this double life? Or you put out this image and it's fake and it's not real. We want you to live that snow globe life and have nothing to hide. Mm. Are you hiding something? You know? You have these aspirations. You talk a big game, but are you doing the behaviors that in alignment with those values? Let's go. I want to challenge myself. Hey, for my kids, man, for my people I mentor, for my customers I serve, I'm like, you can come audit me anytime you want. I'm going to be consistent, loyal, loving. I'm going to put in the work. I'm gonna get in that Bible every morning. I'm gonna send out texts of gratitude. I'm gonna have my words and actions matter. I'm gonna be fully transparent. I'm gonna serve. I'm gonna grow. I'm gonna ask for help when I need it. Let's go. I'm challenging myself. Man, my commitments and my conduct, they are congruent, man. They're in alignment. So listeners, we want you to start today. If someone was to audit your life and put a snow globe from sunup, sundown, are you hiding stuff? Are you consistent with, you know, your values and behaviors, being a great person and committing to yourself that your future self deserves these behaviors, these commitments to achieve your goals, your dreams, to activate your full potential? Let's stop hiding. Let's stop being fake. Let's stop, you know, making it all about image. Let's be real. All that stuff is not real happiness, man. Let's go, T-Money. How you feel about this one?
Love it. Love it.
Okay. Well, just know that it's hard sometimes. Life is hard. Mm. But we just want our commitments and conduct to be congruent. Let's live that snow globe life. We're not hiding anything.
Let's go.
We're being honest. We are serving. We have positive intent. We can own to our mistakes. We can move forward. But let's live that in that honesty place where we're attacking each day with abundance, with love, with excitement, with hope. And guys, we love you so much. So share this episode with a friend. Have this conversation. If you have kids, man, have this conversation with your kids.
Mm.
Have this conversation with your best friends. And let's hold each other. Let's lift each other up, because we're going to falter. We're going to make mistakes. But if you can, hey, own up, hey, I messed up here, but I'm going to commit not to do it again. I'm living that snow globe life. I got nothing to hide, but I need you. You need me. Let's do this together. T-Money, the body has limits,
but the mind is limitless.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.